Feel the News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control at the airport and evacuating thousands with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both American and Afghans, by August 31st or later, if needed. Pentagon officials said Thursday that the date the U.S. military had evacuated 7,000 people in recent days for a total of 12,000 evacuated since the end of July. Up to 15,000 Americans and tens of thousands of at-risk Afghans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. The U.S. military and its allies have rescued a high-profile Afghan national police officer who was being hunted by the Taliban because of years working with the American military. Mohammed Khalid Wadak and his family were airlifted to safety in an undisclosed location. The officer had been in hiding with his wife and four children at Kabul, moving from place to place and unable to get inside the airport where the Taliban controlled the entrances. He was well known because of his position as a police chief in Afghanistan's Helmand province. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Australia reported record high numbers of COVID-19 cases in two of its most heavily populated states Thursday, prompting new lockdowns. New South Wales, the most populous state, reported 681 cases in a 24-hour span. Victoria reported 57 new cases in Melbourne, its capital. The city has entered its sixth lockdown of the pandemic as Australia battles new surges of the Delta variant. On Wednesday, 747 new cases were confirmed, a record high for the country. Roughly 22% of Australians are fully vaccinated against the virus, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. While many countries struggle to get one shot in the arms of their citizens, others have announced programs to provide booster shots to their most vulnerable population. Israel, which began administering booster shots to those over 60 in July, announced Thursday that all teachers and anyone over 40 would be eligible for booster shots. The announcement comes a day after the United States said it would begin booster shots for vulnerable populations next month. The announcement defies the World Health Organization's call for a moratorium on booster shot discussions until more of the global population is vaccinated. Burkina Faso is observing 3 days of national mourning after suspected jihadists killed 49 people in an attack that raised fresh doubts about its armed forces. It was the third major attack in Burkina's troops in the past 2 weeks. The country's armed forces are poorly equipped, ill-trained, and faced a highly mobile foe, that is. Since the start of August, more than 90 people have died in the attacks in the north and northeast section of the country. The landlocked country has been battered for the past 6 years by jihad attacks from neighboring Mali. Here in the U.S., a U.S. Capitol Police officer arrested a North Carolina man after he claimed to have explosives in his parked truck Thursday. The 49-year-old man surrendered and was safely taken into custody after hours of negotiations and evacuations around the U.S. Capitol. After the driver had surrendered, police said they searched the truck, found bomb-making materials, but no functioning bomb. Authorities are continuing to investigate. In Colombia on Thursday, extradited two men who allegedly belonged to the National Liberation Army, the country's last active guerrilla organization, to the U.S. for crimes associated with drug trafficking. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.